welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
Father, we ask for help because we cannot help ourselves. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I want us to open our Bibles to Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15. We'll be reading verse 13. Are we there? Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people, which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. Now, when an adult and a child are going on a journey, the security of that child and the assurance that he will not be lost depends on his connection to that adult. The child does not need to know the route. He does not need to know the eventual destination. But as long as he's connected to that adult, he will definitely get to his destination. Do we agree? He will definitely get to the end point, even if he doesn't know how he will get there. We will be praying. The Bible says that, thou in thy mercy, not as a result of what I did, thou in thy mercy has led forth the people whom you have redeemed. Have we been redeemed by God? Have we been redeemed by God? We are going to be asking for mercy that gives leadership. Mercy that gives leadership to your life so that you will get home. Lord, I don't want to be led by the opinion of men. I don't want to be led by doctrines. I don't want to be led by circumstance. I don't want to be led by the wisdom of men. This is how we do it. Lord, let my leadership, let the leadership of my life be wholly you. That is the only way I know I will get home. I want us to ask him, Father, I am a child that do not know the way. I do not know the root of my life. I do not know the plan of my life. I do not even know the way to go about it, the how to go about it. But the security of every child is in his connection to that adult. Lord, in your mercy, you led your people whom you have already redeemed. In your mercy, the people that enjoyed your guidance were the people that have been ransomed by you. Lord, I ask, oh God, that I will not miss it. That your mercy will lead me all through my life's journey. Lord, I ask, oh God, that your mercy will be what will utter my life. Lord, I refuse to be led by the doctrines of men. I refuse to be led by the opinions of men. I refuse to be led by the pressures of men. I refuse to be led by the advice of men. Because there is always a way that seems right. It looks good. It seems right. It is advice that you pass. Lord, please, let my life be led only and solely by you. In the name of Jesus. Because Lord, you are in my beginning. And you are in my end. Only you can make the dots join together. Lord, I ask, oh God, help me not to miss it. Let my life be fully yielded, be fully led in all situations and in all circumstances. No matter the decision that faces me per time. Lord, I ask that you will lead my life. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you will be the only one that shepherds my boat. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you will be the only one driving the ship of my life. I refuse to be led by self-will. I refuse to be led by experience. Experience cannot take me far, oh God. Only the leadership of my surrendering to your leadership. Lord, I drop my life in surrenderedness to you. Lord, I ask, oh God, that and solely. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I want us to open our Bibles to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Are we there? Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Please, can somebody help me with Amplified? Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints in the light. The Bible says, whom he has qualified. King James says, who he has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance. Now, he qualified and he made fit. When you make somebody something fit, you give him all the things he needs to execute a project. Are we together? Now, when God makes us fit, he begins to put in our lives all the things that we need in order to get home. Are we together? He looks at our lives and begins to tell me, this impatience will not get you home. This attitude of impatience would only make you by the wayside. This attitude of talkativeness would only make you leak God's grace. This attitude of anger, this habit, he begins to tell you. He begins to remove. Now, the Bible says he has qualified. And he has made us fit. I want us to ask him, Lord, by yourself, make me fit. Everything I need, the equipping I need for this journey, so that I will not stop by the wayside. So that I will not fall short of the standard of God. Because God's standard remains sure. God's standard knows no compromise. I want us to ask him, baptize my life with everything I need to make it home. In the name of Jesus. Only when you are fit, will you not run out of order? Will you not run short of your destination? Lord, I ask, oh God, that you will baptize my life with everything I need to get to the end. Everything I need to run this race, everything I need to a journey in the name of Jesus. Because I know it is not by power, it is not by might, it is only by your spirit. I know that by strength shall no man prevail. I know that it is not possible to run it even through my own experience or through the experience of other people. Lord, I can only make it if you make me fit. Lord, if you equip me the virtues I need. Lord, I ask for help. I bring my life for examination. I ask, Lord, that you will equip my life. Everywhere I am wanting, everywhere that is lacking, you know the end from the beginning. You know what I need in another 10 years. Lord, I am begging, oh God, that my life will not be empty. Lord, you know what will make me go on within the next 15 years, within the next 40 years. Lord, I ask, oh God, you that know the end from the beginning, that you will equip my life. Everything I need, because your word says you have given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Lord, I ask, oh God, there are virtues that I need in my life, such that if I don't work with them, I would only begin to scatter what you are gathering in my life. Father, grant me help. Lord, grant me help. Lord, I ask for help. Lord, I ask for help. Unto he who is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before his throne, without spot or blemish, with exceeding great joy. Lord, I ask for help. Lord, I ask for help. You know my, you know what to go through within the next 10 years. You know what will face me in the next 20 years. You know the encounter that is before me in the next 40 years. Lord, I pray that you will equip me. Make me fit for your use. Lord, make me fit for the journey. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14. It says, for we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Please help me read it from Amplified. For we have become fellows with Christ, the Messiah, and share in all he has for us. If only we hold our first newborn faith and original assured expectation firm and unshaken to the end. Thank you. There is a way we feel when we sit at our Bible study. And we study and he speaks to our spirits. We feel so close to him. We feel so in tune with him. But when we stand up and we leave that table and we get out into the world, things begin to compete for attention. I don't know if you feel like that. And it begins to gradually steal your heart away. It begins to take your attention and your affection away from him. Let me give another example. There is a way you feel when you are under the atmosphere of a meeting like this. When you feel with the whole of your heart, yes. Today, I must do everything I can to make sure I make it home. I don't know if it happens to you. But once we go out, once the meeting is over, other things begin to fight for it. They begin to steal the decisions we have made. They begin to ask you to water down your consecration. They begin to ask you to compromise. They will not start out by telling you to do something wrong. Don't tell a lie. But keep quiet when they ask you the truth. Do you understand? It will not tell you to start with something that is outrightly a lie. Something that is outrightly sinful. But it will tell you to become neutral. You will start by becoming complacent. We will start by explaining away and giving reasons to the flesh and to the things we are doing. The Bible says he will make us partakers. He will make us inherit if we hold on to the faith that we received. You will notice that when we give our lives to Christ originally, there is this zeal that wants you to, that you feel that I just want to go home. I want to make it home. I want to make heaven. No matter what is facing me, make sure I get to heaven. If at that state is the state we die, you know we don't have any problem. Just put on the cross. Because Jesus knows that there is no continuous presence for that thief. Once you get to the cross, you're going to die at the end. So it was easy for Jesus to say that today. Do you understand? Jesus knew his end was just a few more minutes. There is nothing that would confront him. There is nothing that would try his faith anymore. Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. But that's when we first give our lives to Christ, That way, that when we are under the influence of a prayer meeting like this or a retreat like this, if we hold it fast to the end, he says we will be partakers of those inheritance. I want us to pray. Lord, help me to hold on to the end, the decisions that I will make in this meeting. Lord, help me to remain disciplined to the end, to the consecration that I will come up to in this meeting. I want you to ask him that as you step out, as I step out, let me not step out of your of the consecration that I have laid down, of the decisions that I have laid down. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you have to help me. Please, Lord, I am begging for help. Because I know everything out there, they are wolves. They are just waiting to steal all that I am coming with. God, because you said to that which you have received from the beginning. Lord, everything that you are teaching me in the course of this meeting, Lord, I ask, oh God, that they will not be separated from my life. In the name of Jesus. I want us to sing this song as we pray. Mumiduro, 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 Tobi. Jesu Oluwami, Mumiduro. It is a prayer that I want you to pray to him and sing it to him and tell him that you cannot hold yourself. Discipline, everything you know how to do cannot hold you. Beg him to hold you to the end. Beg him that you will not fall on the road. Beg him that the first will not be the last.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
080-833-8536,
081-4099-1321, or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life